All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Here's some late-breaking sports news for you guys. And in fact, Ben, I'm going to put it out as a Tolo advisory. For all our Tolos that are African-American, 6'8" or taller, in between the age of 20 and 40, HBO is filming a new limited series from Adam McKay, who is Will Ferrell's old writing partner. The last thing he does that current show, what's it called, Succession?
Succession,
on HBO.
Yeah.
He does that show.
The movie The Big Short,
yep.
Is great.
Vice. They're currently casting their Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because they're doing a limited series about the Showtime Lakers, which is based on the Jeff Perlman book, which is excellent. Have read that bad boy. You must be at least 6'8" in your late 20s to early 40s. If interested, email johngrassycasting@gmail.com. They're just putting that out there. It's kind of hard to find a good Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, so it's out on the Twitter now. So if you're a 6'8" or taller African-American and you're between the ages of 20 and 40, why not go get that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar role?
Yeah. Go, and you probably ought to start working on your skyhook, too. That's just going to be a big part of it.
You got to get a good looking. But right. Aren't you interested in that concept?
Yeah. I'd rather be in the Wilt Chamberlain movie, but
yeah, right.
I mean, it seems like it'd be a lot better love scenes and stuff.
I want to be cast as Wilt Chamberlain's wingman during his era. Okay, let's get to some football news, if you don't mind. Shippy, fire up some music. We'll start with New York Giant Golden Tate is suspended for the first four games because of the PEDs. PEDs got in the way, so that means when the Giants play the Cowboys, noted Cowboy killer Golden Tate will not be in the mix. And it's just one piece of bad news after another for the Giants. They already lost Shepard, right? Did they lose Shepard for the year, or is that just for a little bit of time?
Just a little bit of time. In fact, they think he'll be ready for week one.
Okay, Coleman's who they lost for the year.
Coleman with the ACL.
Former Baylor standout, if you want to call him as such. So that's good news for the Cowboys. At least two notable wide receivers for the Giants will be out in that early part of the season.
Yeah, and Broken Taint is a talented receiver. I was reading some of the stuff he was saying about it. He was saying something to the effect of, hey, I was injured. I started taking a supplement that I was told to take. I found out immediately that, oh, my God, this is an illegal substance. I immediately notified everybody. This is not a surprise. I've never been a dirty player, or I've never done things like that. I've never, I guess he's saying he's never, even though his name is Taint, he's never tainted his body.
He's been accused of being dirty Taint before.
He's like dirty. Yeah. He's dirty like the way he hit Sean Lee, but yes. Like not dirty as in taking illegal supplements.
He had that butt crack block. Crack block. Noted Cowboy killer, Golden Tate. So,
yes.
No, that's interesting. I mean, it really feels like, and I know we don't do a lot of fantasy football talk. I know, Skin, you're going to hate this.
No, man.
But like, I saw people putting out polls, Saquon or Zeke, who do you take the first pick? Or is it Christian McCaffrey or Alvin Kamara? And it just clearly identifies who are the upper echelon tier one running backs. And I think it doesn't get any better than Saquon and Zeke. And if Saquon is going to get, he's going to get a Zeke load this year.
Yeah.
Well,
what? They're very close.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know they were that close.
Sir.
In terms of, I didn't think he was close to Zeke in terms of talent. I mean, but Le'Veon Bell, actually, I just saw this on Twitter. This is what a weird day and age that we live in, to where fantasy football is actually on the minds of the players. Le'Veon Bell tweeted this. This is long overdue, but I want to take a moment to apologize to all the fantasy owners who picked me last year. I'm sorry I couldn't pull through for y'all, but trust me, this year's about to be way different. I'm bringing the championships this year.
Trust me, I care way more about you guys than the Jets.
Think about that. Yeah. He's saying, listen, man. Look, well, let's go get this. Let's go win these fantasy leagues. I mean, that's crazy, right?
Once the Jets signed me and immediately tried to unload me, I started caring more about you, fantasy owners. I'm here for you.
So someone just sent me a tweet. So a lot of this Golden Tate stuff, it might be due to fertility. Which, I mean, look, if you're just trying to reproduce and get things working down there, can the NFL really suspend you for that?
Is he having low T problems?
I don't think they're trying to make him fertile.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, he's not going to be the carrier.
Yeah. Right.
They might be trying to increase the potency.
Yeah. I thought that's why they called him Golden Tate.
The NFL running back really is much like a pregnant woman at this point, though, when you think about it.
Oh,
well, I need you to carry I'm the NFL running back on
so far from this.
What?
I'm not on the air right now. Jeff Wade is not on the air right now.
I need you to be the carrier. We're probably going to pay you less.
I'm also going to check out right now at this point. Ben Rogers not on the radio now either.
The wide receivers, the young, hot, single woman, and the running back.
Oh, Shippy's out too. The music's
The running
the
back.
The NFL's backing out.
The running back has become this just pregnant woman. And then you're like, hey, maybe, and as the year goes on, they're carrying more of a load. Once you get to the third trimester of the season, they're just having trouble. We're going to have to probably manage this a little bit. And then their boobs get bigger.
What's happening? Shippy, bring the music back. I'd like to find out about the Indian burial grounds.
Got you, Ben. So I don't know if you know what's going on with Bengals. But they were trying to do it. So you're going to see a lot of chatter this year about 100 years of the NFL. So part of the 100 years of the NFL was, hey, we're going to do something historic at a place called Triangle Field. That's the place up in Cincinnati, or up in Ohio, I should say, where the very first NFL game was ever played. They planned to drop a little bit of dough and build a turf field that the Bengals would feel comfortable playing on. Well, turns out Triangle Field was built on a Native American burial ground.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Just like Poltergeist.
Yes, Craig T. Nelson.
Who was also a coach. And the NFL would be digging up an Indian burial ground to install a field. So they're like, that's probably not a good idea. So they
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. Are you saying that they knew it was an Indian burial ground and they were going to dig it up the graves?
No, what happened was they're like, hey, this place, Triangle Field, this is historic. So we'll do a Bengals thing here. So they send in the engineers because they're going to do an upgrade and put this turf down. And when they start doing all their engineering stuff, they go, hey, there's a bunch of Native American souls trapped under the soil. And if we crack into the soil to stabilize, to do what we need to do to put this turf field, their Native American spirits will rise up and then probably haunt everybody. Haven't you guys seen Poltergeist? I mean, what the hell?
Right.
Carol Ann got sucked into the TV and all that terrible stuff happened, so we don't want to mess with that. So, they're already making plans, so now they got to scramble, right? They're in scramble mode. They're like Fran Tarkenton out there. So, they decide to move it to Welcome Field, which was the backup plan, and apparently the Bengal staffers go over there and go, well, this has got subpar ground over here. So, to summarize, the NFL, in their effort to promote their 100th season, planned for the Bengals to practice in Dayton on a brand-new turf field. Then they realized it would affect a Native American burial ground. So, at the last second, they switched to Welcome Field, which wasn't in tip-top shape. And then AJ Green runs out there, tears his ankle ligaments, and he is out 6 to 8 weeks. You'll miss at least the first month of the season, right?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow. And free agent year for him, right?
Yes. Like,
so this is a big year for him to go out and get paid. And he's one of those guys. It would be based on more of what he's done in the past, but he'd be one of those guys that could get north of $18 million per year.
Sure.
Right?
And yeah. Similar to Julio Jones.
Yeah. So that's interesting. The whole Indian burial ground is because it was in Poltergeist, I've always thought about that. And this idea of, building stuff on top of graveyards, like you wonder how common that's been throughout history.
Okay, so interesting, or at least interesting to me that you brought this up, Ben. When wifey and I, we went to New York at the end of April, and we were heading back out to the airport, and we're in like a shuttle. And out near the airport, out near LaGuardia, when you're going, I think you're coming out, I guess that's the Bronx way or whatever. You pass this graveyard cemetery, and it goes on for miles. Like, it is a massive sea of headstones. And you're driving by that, and you just see it go on and 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 on. And as you're driving by that, you're going, boy, they do have millions of people on that tiny little island, don't they? Where in the hell are they putting all these dead bodies?
Right.
Like, I mean, if you think about all the people that have already lived in these urban areas, if they really were just burying them the proper way, wouldn't there just be tombstones frickin' everywhere?
Right.
Millions of people in a small urban area. What are they shipping these bodies out? And I realize a bunch of people get cremated, but I think that's a relatively newer phenomenon. And I also think when the early settlers came over and the Native Americans were already here, weren't they just burying people and not necessarily marking those things?
Right.
So aren't we already building on top of a lot of burial grounds as it is?
Right. I would think so.
Like, aren't we on top of one right now?
Probably, yes.
Let me stand
this
up.
This was Colonel John Lawson. John Lawson. Yes, we're standing on his grave right now.
It's like this. Somebody from the 214 said the first NFL game was played on an Indian burial ground. Had y'all ever heard that?
I mean, we know that now.
The Triangle Field.
That was the first game played there?
That's why they wanted to play it there.
Oh,
and so they were like, we're going to build this up and put new turf down. And the Native Americans like, bros, you already did this to us once.
It's kind of the most NFL thing ever, though, to kind of just be like, hey, hold on. Let's get on this Indian burial ground. Let's put the flag over.
Here's our American sport, and where we've already got an insulting team name for your kind, and now we're going to go play on top of this burial ground. It's disgusting.
From what I understand, even though he wasn't involved with the Bengals, Dan Snyder insisted that that game continued to be played on turf field because we've been doing this for generations.
Right.
So
thank you so much, Cincinnati Bengals.
It's
we love
you. Our mascot.
So we just get so you go into the coffin and then you're buried, and then over time you just continue to.
Oh, it depends
it goes lower.
Depends on how nice your coffin is.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter,
I'm going to get a sweet one. I've already been making payments on one.
See, I want mine to be. I don't want mine to be that nice.
I'm going to have Dolby surround sound and fine Corinthian leather in mine.
Oh,
And air conditioning.
I want to be buried with Ricardo Montalban.
I'm going to have because I'm going to be preserved.
Yeah.
Because my thought is so in the future, if there's some great technological advances or medical advances to where they know how to bring somebody up from the dead, I want to be tip-top condition. I don't want to come out like a straight zombie.
I tell you what, if they have that technology, I don't want to be stuck in this body.
That's
good God, I've lived with this thing for 48 years.
You want to trade your body?
Yes, give me a new one. Yeah. The hell, man.
You get the Red Zone channel in your coffin?
By the way, someone texted in 877-881-1053. It wasn't an Indian burial ground in Poltergeist. Are we sure about that?
Really? I thought it was.
It was in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
For the Harvest Festival and the Farvest Festival.
I'm almost 90% sure that it was, Ben.